There was an article that I heard about earlier this week on EWTN that supposedly the world's smartest man, meaning he has one of the highest recorded IQs, which at 276, he's a 36-year-old South Korean scientist named Jung-hun Kim, had come to the belief in Jesus Christ. He said on X, which is formerly Twitter, that is the world's highest IQ record holder, I believe that Jesus Christ is God, the way, the truth, and the life. And that was viewed 14 million by 14 million people. A quarter of a million people also liked it, responded to it. And he also said in a follow-up post, "Amen, Christ is my logic," which is also a very profound statement to make. Now, of course, I'm not here to comment on someone's personal conversion. We can certainly pray for him, just like the church prays for Peter in the Acts of the Apostles, pray for his continued faith journey. But I do want to make a connection with this story to the two saints, arguably two of the most important saints we celebrate in the church today, Saints Peter and Paul. Both of them, at some point in their lives, had to make a commitment to be able to acknowledge that, just like this South Korean scientist, that Jesus Christ is Lord. But it takes more than just saying that Jesus is Lord or to know intellectually that Jesus is Lord. It takes another level of conversion of heart to truly acknowledge with our whole being that Jesus Christ is Lord. When the disciples are asked by Jesus, "Who do people say that I am?" they reply with different things. They say, well, some say you're John the Baptist, others Elijah, maybe one of the other prophets, like Jeremiah. But then Jesus turns to them and turns the question around and asks, "But who do you say that I am?" And let's say if Jesus or anyone asks us that question, not knowing what the answer would be in the gospel, what would we say? How would we respond to that question if Jesus asks us that question? "Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter, who's the only one that we have a recorded answer for here, says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And then Jesus goes on to commend him by blessing Peter and saying, "For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father," before giving Peter the keys to the kingdom, the power to bind and loose. Something deeper happened here. It wasn't just that Peter got a question right on a math test, or he merely answered a trivia question that Jesus asked him. Peter answered with faith, with all his heart, within his soul, coming from knowing Jesus personally, that this was the Christ, the Son of the living God. Have we experienced this in our lives? Do we know Jesus well enough to say this? Or do we have the spiritual intuition to be able to acknowledge this? Because it's an important distinction to know, rather than just knowing facts about Jesus, to really know Jesus and to have that faith to proclaim that he is the Christ, the Lord of our soul. And you can see this a lot. I find this a lot with college students, maybe, who they grew up with the faith, or maybe they didn't grow up with it. But something changed when they got to college, and they experience a freedom. Maybe they experience the college lifestyle that doesn't satisfy them. And so they find themselves becoming friends with fellow Catholic students. Maybe they go to their local Catholic campus ministry center that they have. And all of these different things may draw them in, but then you notice that there's something different that happens when they have that conversion of Christ, when they decide to dedicate themselves to serve Christ. And it can happen to other people as well. It can happen to youth, for example, that might go to a youth conference, like a Steubenville or an NCYC. They have a conversion of heart, or a summer mission program in the diocese. Or think about adults who they might go on a retreat, like a Curcio or an Acts retreat, that can have that true encounter with Christ and really recognize that there's something different going on here, that there's something more to this. Now, conversions can come from a lot of other places too. The Lord can actually be very sneaky in his conversion strategy, finding different ways to lead us to him. But after that conversion happens, it drastically changes our life. It changes our way of being, or it should anyway change our way of being. But we can't just stay in that initial conversion. It has to be cultivated. We have to go deeper into that life of faith. That conversion continues to happen day after day. We have to be converted more and more to follow the sacramental life, to follow the church. But the ability to at least acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord with all your heart, that's a huge step in that direction. And it's a huge step because it changes everything. When we develop that spiritual sense for things, when we have a greater spiritual trust in the Lord. That's what St. Paul describes in the second reading, that the Lord gave him strength, rescuing him from the lion's mouth, from every evil that was thrust upon him as he was going out and proclaiming the gospel to the Gentile nations. Peter, in the Acts of the Apostles, is arrested by Herod. Now, it's a different Herod than we see in the gospel, but an angel takes a hold of Peter's senses, and he's led out of prison. The angel rescued Peter, just like our responsorial psalm proclaims, so much so that the psalmist glorifies the Lord because he has delivered him from all his fear. That's what it means to believe in Jesus Christ as Lord, to be delivered from our fears, to be led out of these difficult situations. Now, it's not that we won't experience those things, but if we know that the Lord is the Lord, that means that he has everything under control. Nothing falls out of his purview. It gives us a greater sense of confidence when we face trials in our life to know that the Lord is with us. We can see our sufferings. We can see every aspect of our life, actually, in a different way when we acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we truly know that with our whole being and understand that and know the Lord is guiding all things. So, do we believe that Jesus Christ is Lord? If Jesus were to ask us that question, who do we say that he is? What would we say? Not just an intellectual sense of facts about the faith that we learn from attending Catholic school or religious education classes, although those things are good too. We need to study the faith. And we do have to, at some point, make an intellectual assent for our faith. But have our hearts been converted? If not, then it's not too late to ask for the grace, especially in the most holy Eucharist this morning, to receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord, to ask for that grace to convert our hearts to follow the Lord more closely. It's something that we can't manufacture either. The Lord gifts it to us, maybe at different points in our lives, but we have to be open to receive it. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. On this day, let us ask Saints Peter and Paul to pray for us.